Praise God, and welcome to Revival Today. I'm Pastor Mark Cho, and today's message is Believe in the Power of God.
Today's word that God has placed in my spirit to you is believing in the power of God. Believing in the power of God. Turn to somebody and say, believe in the power of God. One of the things is that it's so easy to talk about power, but sometimes we as people, we don't quite get it. We don't quite understand what his power is all about, what it can do for you. So I'm going to talk about the power and also about what God is trying to do for his people. Most of all, I want to get you to understand a few things. First of all, God is our security. Turn to somebody and say, God is my security. So God is the one that's going to protect you, not man, not persons around you, not friends or family. God also wants to empower us. Someone turn to someone and say, he wants to empower me. And he wants to provide increase. I'm going to talk about understanding how God is trying to position you to be stronger and ready to withstand the attack of the enemy. Now, the attack of the enemy comes in many forms in our life, and we're all going to experience something different. But I want you to understand there's a phrase that we say that there's power in the blood, and we said that God is all powerful, but we don't quite understand what it truly means to have God having your back. Because every time we come up against a problem, we look at other things to provide a way out rather than realizing that your power comes from the Lord. And I want to encourage the body this morning because the word that he showed me is how he has to move you in order to bless you. You know how that song says, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied? Well, guess what? He wants to bless you, but sometimes he got to move you out of the way in order to line you up for blessings. And so I want to talk about the power of the Lord of God. Okay, amen. Let's go to Genesis 12, 1 and 3. Most of us that know our Bible, we know that in Genesis, first of all, Abraham was the father of faith. The reason why he was a father of faith is because he had asked God for a son, and God provided him a son. But his wife was actually 99 years old, and she was barren, so she was no longer able to have a child. And then if you move forward, you'll find out that Abraham did not only just have a request of God, Lord, I want you to give me a son. That wasn't all that happened. Some of us, we stop right there. We're like, oh, praise God, I got it. But no, what happened here, after he received the son, the Bible says that God then said, I want you to take your son and offer him up. Turn to somebody and say, offer it up. So he turned to Abraham and said, listen, I want you to take your son and I want you to offer him up as a sacrifice. I need you to know that God wants to empower us. In order to empower us, we must understand that he's got to position us so that we can go forward. So let's look at this. So Abraham, the reason why he became the father of faith is because he took his only begotten son, his child that he couldn't have with his wife Sarah, and then God made it. So now God has required of him something. He said, listen, I want your stuff. I want what's valuable to you. A lot of us have something that's valuable to us, and God is saying, I want to know, are you willing to give it up first? So now Abraham did not get his accolades or his place in the heart of God until he first demonstrated. Turn to somebody and say, demonstrate. Till he first demonstrated and proved that he was willing to go all the way. So here's where our scripture takes us. Because after he had gone through and offered up his sacrifice and said, listen, I'm going to give you what I have. God began to deal with Abraham. And he said to Abraham, I really love you. You are awesome. So here's what he said. He says, now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Turn to someone, said to what I will show you, the land. So God began to speak to Abraham, and he said, listen, I want you to go, and I want you to leave. He didn't tell him, just get out. He said, I want you to leave your father's house, your kindred, and then he said, I want you to go to a land that I show you. So I need you to understand that when God moves in our life, sometimes he positions you and he moves you out so that he can set you up for blessing. Now, here it was interesting because he said, I want you to get away from everyone you know. He said, I want you to get away from the things that you're comfortable with, Abraham, and I want you to go outside of your kindred. That means you can't call up mama. Hey, mama, can you please, I need $20. You can't call up your father. You can't call up your sister. But he said, away from your kindred. He said, I want you to go, and I want you to go to the land that I will show you. And that's important because he says, I will show you a place. So the next part says, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. Say, make your name great. So that you will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you. So when I was talking about the security and the power that God provides us with, I want to break a few things down first. When God spoke to Abraham, he had to be willing to get up out of his seat, leave it where he was familiar, and go where God was going to take him. He said, now God had already guaranteed him. He said, listen, when you go, I'm going to make your name great. God didn't say, I'm going to make my name, but he said, I'm going to make Abraham's name great. Too many times we get jealous of one another. We don't realize that God will make your name great if you honor him. Your name don't have to be mud. Your name doesn't have to be gossip. Your name doesn't have to be all the things that you once done. Guess what? God wants to take what you once was and to move you into a place where he's going to take you what you are now shall be. So God said to Abraham, he said, listen, I'm going to take you. And he said, if you move. Now, you need to understand this. This is where I go into the word power. Power works like this. Power works like this, where power has to be able to move something forward. All right? So I'm going to give you a little demonstration here. I'm going to ask, come here, little one right here. Bring your daughter right here. Just do me a little favor. Come here for a minute. I want you to get behind me and push my back. Push my back. See how she barely could move me? Now try to push me again. Go ahead. See, she could barely move me. Okay, now you and you get up. Her daddy coming up here now. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. He's going to really push me now. Let me get ready for this. So now, see, now she only was able to exert so much power. But you notice the bigger and the stronger you are, there's more power behind you. So go ahead and push me. Don't hurt me now. Go ahead and push me. See. Thank you. Now, Paul, you get up. He's bigger than you. Come on. And you know, now he's a little bit, well, maybe there's a bad demonstration here. He said, how go? I'm not moving, Paul. I'm not moving. Watch, stop. Thank you. But you see, there was force behind me. Turn to somebody and said, force behind me. That was able to move me forward. Uh-oh, that's it right there. A lot of times we quote scriptures about what God can do and how he will do it, but he doesn't do it for you. He gets behind you and moves you forward. See, so the church is not growing because you won't move where you're comfortable at. And then we're talking about the power and the blood of Jesus, but the power comes when you operate in faith. So number one, when Abraham began to move forward, first of all, God already proved himself to him. He gave him a son. He already did the promise. But now all of a sudden God is saying to him, listen, now I want you to see that I have already used you. I already blessed you. Now you're going to work for me. How many want God to use you? How many want to no longer be tied up and limited? So right here in the scripture, Abraham began to hear what the Lord said. And he says, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And it says, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. See, that's the security behind your power. So the power is this. Power works like this. Power has to be able to drive something forward. Now, the thing is, it's one thing to have a power, but then you need the security of the blood. See, I like your testimony, Paul, because you talked about how he was dealing with something in his inner spirit. He says, should I be there or not? Too many times what we do in our Christian faith, we walk around and tell everybody how they should live and what they should do and how high they should jump. And God wants us to know that the Bible says that when Jesus was going away, he told his disciples that, guess what? The Holy Spirit is going to lead and guide you in all truth. Too many times we want somebody to lead us and guide us, but it's the Holy Ghost that's going to move you forward spiritually. So it's going to convict you. So right here in the scripture, when you see about the scripture about being where Abraham went forward, God said, I'm going to make your name. Some of us are living with a negative image. Some of us are living in our faults or in our used to be. And God is trying to take you out of that so that he can change your name. See, so when you know, you ever see where people would trash your name because of what you did when you were younger? Especially in the church, we do this all the time. We hurt our young. So check the next scripture out. See, because I want you to understand that God is our security. God wants to empower us. And he wants to provide increase. Now, when I talk about the word power, there's things that each of us are going through and we need help in. And wait, we got to understand you're supposed to use the scripture in the word of God to give you increase, not to hold you back, but to move you forward. And some of us constantly are held back because we think that the power is in our own strength. But no, the power is just in believing in the power of God. That means you're able to say, Lord, where do you want me? What time you want me to go? And I'll go if you send me. So Abraham was willing to go where God sent him. And now because he was willing to do the work, someone say, do the work. See, now, God could have said to him, excuse me, let me get a drink of water. God could have said to Abraham, listen, I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to plop you in a good nation. And I'm going to provide for you. But no, God told him, he said, I want you to get up and go. That means he had to get up out of the seat and go. And he said, let me guide you. And he said, I'm going to make your name great if you do that. That's something simple. You know, the devil, his job is to take away your belief. And too many of us don't realize, even as we see our kids grow up, don't you know everyone, the Bible says we all must work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Why is that? Because it's about you. It's not everybody else. So let's go back to this here. So what it says here, that God is our security. He wants to empower us. And he wants to provide increase. So here, Abraham could have just been still. He could have just operated in what God already have done, like a lot of us do. We get a car. Oh, God gave me a brand new car. Yeah, really? That's how good God is? How about the issue you've been dealing with for 20 years? How about that fear that you have in your heart that you're having a hard time getting that breakthrough? See, God is supposed to be the provider of all your needs. If you have a fear in your spirit, the Bible says that he's not an author of what? Fear. The thing that I need you to see is that he's not going to bring fear and hold you back. He's going to move you forward. So let's go to the next scripture. So right here is where Abraham realized that God wanted him to move. He wanted him to get out of what he was used to. There's some of us that are used to certain things and we're getting too comfortable. Now, when I say God wants you to believe in his power, first phase is that he wants to be your security. He wants to protect you. So like with Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless you. But first, before I can really bless you, you got to move. You got to get out of where you're comfortable. Now, moving is going to offend some people. You know that? But when God say to do something, you got to do according to his will, because that's where your promise lies. Your promise lies in the plan of God. The Bible says that he orders the steps of the righteous. That means he's going to order you to go. And if you go, you're going to find that God is going to make your name great. People used to talk about you. They used to say you sleep with everybody. They used to say you're just a gossiper. They used to say that you don't work hard. They used to say you're a loser. But no, God is saying that you're none of this. If you go and let me do what I'm going to do in your life, I'm going to make you great and your children great and all of that you have. This is why even if you look at our families and stuff, we have to understand that too many times we hold back our children because we're doing all the work for them. And Abraham, he couldn't become great in his house. He had to get on up. Turn to somebody and say, get on up. So go to the next scriptures in Matthew 8, 6 and 8. And the reason why I'm moving over to here is this, that security aspect of his word, power. It says, if anyone calls one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large stone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Now, see, when God speaks, he says, what is? He don't play this political stuff. Make it sound simple and easy. Oh, no, he's just gonna. No, he said, when you mess with my kids. This is what, when I'm talking about the great God, I'm talking about the God that is actually saying that if you mess with my children, I'm gonna hold you accountable and you have nowhere else to go but in the sea. And then, see, now when you get that in your spirit, young people, when you get that in your spirit, people of God, what does that do for you? That empowers you to go forward, because now you can operate in the authority of God, where that thing that used to hold you back, you know you have power over it because your Father is greater. So when you used to walk in fear everywhere you went, God is saying, the God that I am, I'm supposed to empower you so that you can overcome some things. It's not about you having a religion or having a church to be at. No, he is supposed to lift you up. He's supposed to get behind you. He's supposed to represent you. He's supposed to move you forward. Too many saints are stagnant because they don't want to be moved. They want to come to church and sit in their favorite seat. But God said, you better get ready to move. Because I'm trying to make your name great. You don't make your kids' name great by sending them off to college alone. If you do not raise them in the house of God and teach them how to love the Lord, guess what? No matter what you do, the Bible says, there's a song that says, only what you do for Christ is going to last, and that is true. So Abraham realized that, because God said, listen, if you get up and do what I tell you to do, I'm going to make your name great. And some people, especially in church, sometimes we do this. Oh, he think he's something. Oh, he think he good. Yes, I am. Because I got a daddy. You know, I didn't have a daddy maybe when I was growing up. You might not have had a daddy when you were growing up. But now you got a daddy. And he is behind you. And that's the part about that power thing. Come here, you in. Come here. The thing about it is he's my daddy now. And he's pushing me forward. Push me. Come on, keep on pushing me. See, I can't stay where I used to be. Instead, I got to go to greatness. Because because God said, I don't need the medication. God said, I don't need the therapy. God said, I don't need to continue to cry in the midnight hours because I'm with you. See, there's so much fear going on in the country right now, and we're living in it daily. But God is saying, get up and live by faith. Live by faith. We're withering away and dying because we refuse to trust in the Lord God. But he said, if you just listen to me, when I tell you to move, or move. So many times what we do, just like we do sometime with our friends or those that are older and wiser than us, especially our parents, they might tell you, listen, you need to move now. And they don't know that you're trying to move them forward because you want them to move into their greatness. Some of us parents hold our kids back because we baby them. No, you can stay with me forever. Oh, yeah, forever. Forever, ever. Forever, ever. Yeah, forever, ever, ever. And the reason why I'm talking like this is I need you to know, just like with my own father's house, I was in the church since I was 7 years old. Matter of fact, earlier than that, but we were at NEP since 7 years old, up in the mount, up in Lowell, and then moved to Pelham. And I was in my father's house all them years. God had called me as a child to preach the gospel. But guess what? Things changed where he had to move me out. And the devil made you think that you won't be great because you got to stay up in your father's house. But my father did me a good thing because he blessed me. See, God is with you. He's going to bless you when you come. He's going to bless you when you go. So he's going to make your footsteps be ordered. How many of you want God to bless you? If you truly want God to bless you, you have to understand that he's got a protection plan for you. But stop worrying about the things that you fear and stop building on the trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will do what? Direct your path. Turn to somebody and say, direct my own it path. Path, excuse me. I said pass. Uh-oh. Like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to go there. You don't need to know my past. No, they used to call me Bubba. So, see, so I want you to know, let's go on, because y'all making me act up now. Okay, we're going to go in the second verse. And see, the thing is that insurance plan is where it says, woe to those that cause my young ones to stumble. See, so that's the security plan of the Lord. Who are you to the Lord? I'm the child. I'm the child of the King. I can go anywhere because I have the authority over it. I can face any giant because God has my back. He's behind me, moving me forward. See, now that changes who you are right there. Your mindset changes right there. Remember before when you came in, you might have been down and out. You might have been dealing with a spirit of suicide. You might have been dealing with a spirit of depression. You might have been in a sickness, but God is saying, I have you, my child. All you have to do is get up and move. This is why the enemy don't want us in our churches and in fellowship. But I need you to know, though, small is the new big. God has shown me this. He said, I'm taking away the bigness, and I'm going back to relationship. Too many people want to be in arenas and all of this big stuff, but God wants a personal relationship with you like he did with his disciples. He said, come and follow me. Too many times we in the church don't want no one close to us because we're afraid they're going to find out our faults. But I need you to know God works like this. He looks beyond your fault and he sees your need. So what have you done wrong lately? God don't care. He said, I see beyond that, and I see your need. You need me, so I'm going to build you up if you say, yes, Lord. Yeah. How many of you are ready to say yes to the Lord? If you're ready to say yes, we have to understand that God is going to bless you. Amen. If you turn with me, I'm going to go a couple more scriptures and we're done. If you turn with me to Luke 10:19, it says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and serpents, scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. See that? Power. There's where that word is. Give you the power to overcome everything. How many of you are scared of snakes? I know I am. I ain't playing. I'm scared of rats. I saw a rat in a rat mice trap. I'm like, I'm not touching that. My son came along and said, here, Dad, let me get that. You know how we get sometimes. It was funny because my older brother, there was a bat that got in his house. He was jumping over furniture. He was running around trying to get it. He didn't know how to go in his room and get it. But sometimes we let that fear run us. And so what God is going to do for each and every one of us, he said, I have given you authority to trample on some stuff. Trample. Step on the devil. What is it that you're scared of? You can stand on it now. You can step on it. You can squish it up under your feet. So that fear. See, you don't have to fear no more, because whenever you do get scared, you can turn and look behind you and see your Father pushing you forward.
Praise God, praise God. That was another episode of Revival Today. I'm Pastor Mark Cho, and I'm from Manchester, New Hampshire. We thank you for listening in. If you're ever in the New Hampshire area and you need a place to fellowship, come find us and be part of what God is doing. Listen, our service time is 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Also, if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, go to NEP. First of all, I want you to go to houseofpraisenep.org. Again, houseofpraisenep.org, and click give. You can be a blessing to us. Again, we hope to see you soon.